first candle we dedicate as the candle of faith. The second candle we dedicate as the candle of hope. The third candle we dedicate as the candle of joy. The fourth candle we dedicate is as the candle of love.
Reading from Matthew verses 2, 1 through 5a and 7 through 9a. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all of Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so has been written by the prophet." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so I may also go and pay him homage." When they heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising.
No shadow. Your gifts to us are from the very beginning of time.
They began with creation, when your spirit gave form to the chaos of energy and matter, and when your word brought forth light on the face of the earth.
Tonight we remember your gift of light in the form of a tiny child, fragile and vulnerable, who grew to be the very light of light, revealing your love for all people.
You call us to seek and reflect your light. Your love illumines our way, guiding us to the Christ child. Come, let us shine together.
Bye. This is Still by Robert Fulghum. When I was a small child during the war, we were very poor and lived in a remote village. One day, on the road, I found the pieces of a mirror. A German motorcycle had wrecked in that place. I tried to find all the pieces and put them together, but it was not possible. So I kept only the largest piece, and by scratching it on a stone, I made it round. I began to play with it as a toy and became fascinated by the fact that I could reflect light into dark places where the sun would never shine, in deep holes and crevices and dark closets. It became a game for me to get light into the most inaccessible places I could find. I kept the little mirror, and as I went about my growing up, I would take it out in idle moments and continue the challenge of the game. As I became a man, I grew to understand that this was not just a child's game, but a metaphor for what I might do with my life. I came to understand that I am not the light or source of the light, but light, truth, understanding, knowledge is there, and it will only shine in many dark places if I reflect it. I am a fragment of a mirror whose whole design and shape I do not know. Nevertheless, with what I have, I can reflect light into the dark places of this world, in the black places in the hearts of men, and change some things in some people. Perhaps others may see and do likewise. This is what I am about. This is the meaning of life.
Thank you. one of the first times that I could truly appreciate the beauty of the night sky was my first year at Baptist Youth Camp. It was so much easier to see then because there were no city lights or clouds, and we were up on a mountain, and it wasn't until then that I could truly appreciate the vastness of the evening sky. Although we look up to the sky and see those tiny little dots everywhere, their stars are actually enormous and only appear small because they're so far away. Stars can range from between 15 kilometers and 700 million kilometers in diameter, and our sun is only about 1.4 million. Size is not only what makes them distinctive. Stars can also range in several different colors based on their temperature. Cooler stars, like those with a temperature below 6,000 degrees Fahrenheit, are typically red. Stars like our sun are yellow and have an average temperature of about 10,000 degrees. And the hottest ones are blue and have an average temperature of over 21,000 degrees. Lastly, there are about 200 to 400 billion stars just in our galaxy. And it is estimated that there are nearly 500 galaxies in the universe. Therefore, one could guess that there are approximately 200 sextillion stars in the universe. Throughout history, we've looked to the sky for answers and guidance. And even today, we do not know that much about them. But it's nice to occasionally look up into the sky, gaze at its marvels, just like the wise men did.
Thank you.
2:10-12. When they saw that the star had stopped over the place where the child was, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
Oh. light shines in the darkness cannot overcome it, proclaims. Light stands firm against the landscape of reality. Warmth, princesses in the room together, long drafted each of us holding a flickering candle. Seemingly unimportant are one by one, yet magnificent, when held together, each of us making a choice to stand in the light. Proclaiming the presence of forever light. Light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome.
I'm here to discuss the meditation on candle lighting. And lighting of the candles while singing Silent Night is something that we do at least every year since I can remember on the Christmas Eve service. And it really does mean a lot to me, and I'm pretty sure it means a lot to other people, but I can't speak for other people. And to me, I think it's really a meditative kind of thing because it really does resemble the night sky with, there might not be, 200 sextillion stars, but in the dark, you can really notice the small twinkling of the candles, the natural flame. And so it really is a meditative thing, which is it's a rare to find such a peaceful moment, especially around Christmas time. And Words evade me, but in a moment we will take the light from the Christ candle, and I will pass it down the aisles and just pass it to the person next to you, and when it reaches this end or this end of the aisle, pass it to the person behind you, or whenever seems most fitting, pass it to the person behind you, and hopefully it will snake its way back to the back, and we'll also start one in the back. And while this is going on, our lovely violinist John will be playing Silent Night, and after that we will hear it on an organ, and then we will sing along. Guitar? Okay, guitar. I'm a liar. I'm a liar. Okay, guitar.